Day 1, the House of Prayer. Devotional. When Jesus entered the temple and overturned the tables of the money changers, he wasn't just having a bad day. He was revealing something profound about God's heart. The temple had become a marketplace, a place of profit and exclusion, but Jesus came to restore its true purpose. God's house was always meant to be a place of prayer, a sacred space where people connect with their Creator. Not a building controlled by a select few, but a spiritual home accessible to everyone seeking God. This vision isn't something we own or control. Rather, it's something we steward. We're caretakers of God's purpose, not creators of our own agenda. When we gather as believers, whether in grand cathedrals or simple living rooms, we're participating in something much bigger than ourselves. Today, consider how you view church. Is it a place you go to be entertained or served? Or is it a house of prayer where you actively engage with God and welcome others to do the same? The difference isn't just semantic, it's transformational. Bible verse. Is it not written, "My house shall be called a house of prayer for all the nations"? But you have made it a den of robbers. Mark 11:17. Reflection question. How might your perspective and participation in church change if you truly embraced it as a house of prayer for all nations rather than just a place you attend? Quote, God's house isn't ours to control. His vision is ours to steward. Prayer. Father, forgive me for times I've treated your house casually or selfishly. Help me to see church as you do, a place of prayer, connection, and welcome for all people. Show me how to steward this vision faithfully. Amen.